A typical salutation in the Amarna letters reads, "With me, all is well. With you, may all be well. With your household, your wives, your sons, your dignitaries, your horses, your chariots, your countries, may all be very well. With me, all is well. My household, my wives, my sons, my dignitaries, my horses, my many troops, all is well, and in my countries, all is very well." We can see from this mode of address that the correspondents are of equal status, although we should note that the author of the letter, probably Akhenaten, refers to his many troops, which he did not include in the litany of his good wishes to the king of Babylon. Letters between a king and a governor, or a subject ruler, dispensed with the well wishes, and instead opened with an address that reinforced their unequal social distinctions. "Say to the king, my lord, this is the message of so-and-so, your servant, the dirt at your feet, the mire you tread on. I fall at the feet of my lord 7 times and 7 times. The salutations are somewhat formulaic, but rather charming. I'm always trying to get my students to adopt this way of addressing me, but they don't quite buy it. Even in the letters between equal rulers, this broad opening statement is often followed by a very direct request or even a complaint. So this reinforces the fact that this is just a way to begin a letter. From the surviving texts, it seems that an essential element in maintaining these friendly relations was the exchange of luxury goods between the rulers. Many of the Amarna letters are concerned with receiving or sending gifts, or even chastising a fellow brother ruler for not sending gifts of equal value. Since the Egyptian ruler was the only leader who had ready access to gold, his wealth was much envied by his brother rulers. And we see in many of the letters that survive from Amarna that gold is a frequent subject. For example, the king of Assyria wrote to the pharaoh that gold in your country is like dirt. One simply gathers it up. Why are you so sparing of it? I am building a new palace. Send me as much gold as is needed for its adornment. So this is one example of this very direct request between rulers. We would most likely use a somewhat more diplomatic, no pun intended, approach today. When Burnaburiash of Babylonia took the throne, he fretted that he had not received as much gold from Egypt as his predecessors had collected. "My brother has sent me 2 minas of gold as a greeting gift. Now, if gold is plentiful, send me as much as your ancestors sent. But if it is scarce, send me half of what your ancestors sent." Burnaburiash is one of the craftier kings. He often has a way of using a double entendre in his letters. So here he is saying that if the Egyptian king wants to maintain his status as the wealthiest among these rulers, then he needs to send more gold to the king of Babylon. So we can see that the exchange of gifts is not just a way of the two kings ruling with each other, but that it is important to the economy of the region. Don't worry that this is a one-sided exchange. Egyptian kings were given other exotic goods, horses, chariots, lapis lazuli. These were the types of goods that were common in the other Near Eastern states. So he too received gifts. We just don't see quite as many references to them in the Amarna letters. One reason why gift exchange was such a significant part of the diplomatic process is that these gifts would likely be displayed in public in the palace of these different rulers. We can piece together from these and other letters that if relations were good, A foreign embassy was received by the king himself in front of his court.